Hello to all you wisdom-filled warriors. Got some exciting news for you guys. Our first Holy Spirit boot camp is going to be held in Columbus, Ohio on Friday, November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And the links for registration, tickets, and all the information we need from you is located on our website. If you go to the David Cuppet Five Stones Ministries website, there is a link in the events section where you can sign up for the boot camp. It'll take you to Eventbrite, and there's opportunity to get a hotel room at the hotel where we're having it in Columbus, and then complete the form. And so I encourage you, this is a unique type of meeting that we're going to have. The Lord has blessed me with about 20 people on my team. And so my whole team is going to be present at the boot camp. And this is going to be a really focused event. We're only going to take 80, the first 80 people that sign up for the event. And so don't worry if you don't get in the first boot camp. We're going to have another one in February, and registration for that one will be down the road. But with respect to this boot camp, obviously this is our first one, and the Lord has given me a series of dreams about the green light to go ahead and do this. And so me and my team are really pumped up, and this is really a unique opportunity. I want to emphasize, we're only going to take 80 people for a reason, okay? This isn't going to be like another conference where you go and you sit two or three times a day and you hear some good speakers, and that's all well and good. You might get a prophetic word here and there. This is going to be hands-on, full green light, going after the Holy Ghost. There's going to be sessions on deliverance. There's going to be sessions on equipping the gifts of the Spirit, particularly the gifts of words of knowledge, gifts of prophecy, discerning of spirits. There's going to be a lot of interaction with each other, ministering to each other, and that's how the gifts are activated. And so we've done this enough to, we know how to create environments to where the Holy Spirit activates people really, really fast. And so our goal with this meeting is that by the end of the weekend, we are praying that there are angelic encounters, there are, just supernatural, heavy, glory-filled, sessions where people encounter the Lord in supernatural ways. We fully expect that by the end of the weekend that, casting out demons is a normal thing. Prophecy is a normal thing. Intercession and using the gift of tongues is a normal thing. And essentially the awakening of, my motto, the Mark 16, these signs will follow those that believe. In my name, you will cast out demons, pray in tongues, take up serpents, and lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And so that's really what this weekend is about. It's about encountering the Lord, and it's about equipping you, that you leave with an impartation that is so profound that people can't recognize you because you are literally on fire. Amen. And so we're excited about this, really pumped up. The link is going to be in the podcast, also on my website. I'm going to be sharing it on social media. And so please help get the word out. Email me if you have any questions. But really pumped up about this event, guys, because this isn't just something we dreamed up to, create an opportunity for ministry. This is the design of the Lord. This is a series of dreams that the Lord has given me and my team. And we just believe that this is really the beginning of, what the Lord is doing with me and my ministry. In terms of, I've done a lot of travel. I do, the last 5 years I've, going all over the U.S. and Canada. And with this switch, I think the Lord is going to be, start bringing people into Columbus for these supernatural weekends. And so tell your friends, come hungry. And we are fully believing that people are, no matter where you're at in your walk with Christ, if you have never been filled with the Spirit, come. If you have been filled with the Spirit and have used the gifts or some of the gifts and, you know, teetered around with deliverance, we fully expect an impartation to happen in such a profound way that things are activated and the glory of God rests on people, you know, switching them into their supernatural assignment, their purpose, and their call. And so hope to see you there, guys. And we're really, really excited. So tell your friends, email me if you have questions, but most importantly, get on the website, get registered as fast as possible, because we're sure this is going to fill up quick. So have a good one, guys, and enjoy this week's session of School of the Holy Spirit.
One man, one mission. To equip the Church of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit and awaken the Church to the voice of the Spirit. David Cuppett brings to you the School of the Holy Spirit from one of his many missions from around the world, where he aligns with apostolic leaders to eradicate spiritual blindness and reveal the true authority of believers in Christ, to prophesy, heal the sick, raise the dead, and cleanse the lepers. Open your heart and get ready to receive all that the Holy Spirit has for you in this week's session of the School of the Holy Spirit. School is in session.
Amen. You saw the power of God. You saw people, when the power of God hit them, people contorting and demons screaming out of people. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, I never saw that in church before. Well, you probably never were in a real church. I don't mean that facetiously or you know, to downgrade people's attempts to chase Jesus, but Jesus, it says in Mark 1:39, it said Jesus went into the synagogue to cast out devils, and Jesus was a lover of God, right? He chased his Father. He went into prayer day and night. He heard what his Father was doing, and when he sends him everywhere he sent, the power of God was demonstrated, right? And all the Pharisees, all the religious people, the fake ones, what authority do you function under, right? And Jesus didn't read a bunch of scriptures and try to be something. He actually was in a relationship and heard what his assignment was, right? And that's the revelation of what the Lord is pouring out to you, the body, that every one of you have an assignment and a purpose, right? Every one of you, as you chase the Lord with all your heart, all your strength, all your might, right? Last night, whenever we got into the revelation of, is your heart desperate? Because Jesus isn't after a bride that has one foot touching him one day of the week and in the rest of your life that is more important than anything else. You dabble in things. You spend all your time in front of a TV or listening to some junk, joke, religious stuff. And the reality is the majority of your assignment on earth is to spend time in his presence. And if you spend time in his presence chasing, there is a purity. There is a place where you stand in the presence of the Almighty. And what you hear, what you are allowed to see in the Spirit is what you get to give. You know, that there's a scripture Jesus says, who do men say that I am, right? Matthew 16, all the disciples are walking down the road. Who do men say that I am? And they say, some say Elijah, some say Jeremiah, right? And all of a sudden, Peter says, you are the Christ, right? And Jesus turns around and he says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He says, whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. And the context of that scripture is you can't loose on earth what you don't encounter in heaven. Are you with me? You can't just read a book and try to do the book. You can't fake it. You either have the power of the Holy Spirit or you don't. And the only way the power of the Holy Spirit is manifest in your life is if you dwell in the secret place, where the majority of your time and your purpose in life is to chase your God. Right? Why did David actually get to lay at the shadow of the ark?
and pull the people into the presence of God, because the scripture says David had a heart chasing God, right? Are you chasing God, church? Amen. Are you chasing God, Miss Goka? That's what the Lord is shifting. And the people who are going to change this region are ones who are pure in heart. They're chasing God. Jesus said in Matthew 5, when he's on the Sermon on the Mount, he said, those who are pure of heart will see God, right? And the example we went through last night is David, his whole purpose in life was chasing God, chasing the presence of God Almighty. You're my God, and you will sustain me, right? We talked last night, he's not a convenience store, right? You're moseying along in life, everything's okay, and then all of a sudden it goes south, and then you decide to, oh, I guess I need God. Oh, I need my God. And I'm not mocking people. But you have to shift out of seeing God as a convenience store into a desperate heart cry that he's my God, he's my God, he's my God. And when you decree that he's my God, right, whether it's in good times or bad times, I will chase you. In every season I am in, I will chase you, my God. And Jesus says, whenever you dwell in the secret place of the Most High, right, you dwell, right? You are assigned to dwell in the secret place. And the reality is this, if you don't dwell in the secret place here, you're not going to dwell in the secret place in eternity. It's not like you wait till the end and then just, you know, do this religious thing and say, oh, I think I need Jesus, and boom, you're dead. No, no. You have an opportunity to say yes and dwell. And the presence you carry on this earth is the same presence you're going to carry and be in up there. Amen? But I want to connect the dots with some of the power, some of the stuff you saw last night, some of the deliverance you saw and why you saw it. Because whenever people carry the purity of God and you're chasing after, you know, what the Lord wants to do, and you are releasing with an intent that people turn from evil, they turn from the deceptions of this world, they turn from powerless religion, and they chase their God with all their heart, and they literally dwell in the presence of God Almighty, that is where the place of deliverance, that is what you carry. You carry purity. And when you're around those who are impure, when you're around the sinner, when you're around the broken, you can't help but fall into a fight. That's what testifying really is. You are carrying a light. You are carrying a pure light. And you start bumping into people, and the Lord starts speaking words to you to speak into people's lives and pray for people and cast demons out of them. You know why? Because God's a jealous God. He is a jealous God, and he's trying to rip this darkness out of people. He's trying to rip the darkness out of the world. But the only way he can rip the darkness out of the world is if his bride is spotless, if his bride is chasing with a pure heart. And as you're chasing with a pure heart, you dwell with an intensity. I'm getting up today. I roll out of bed, man. When I first got baptized in the Holy Spirit, I used to set my alarm. I couldn't wait to roll over, get my coffee at 4 or 5 a.m. and sit there. Oh, I cry, man. Because I never felt peace before. And I had an opportunity to feel peace. Like, how could I be so brave? Man, I'm weak, and I fall down, get back up, start praying again. I start laughing. He's talking to me about stuff, right? Why is that stuff happen? Because you decide to chase him. Because you decide to stop being religious and come into church to check a box, and you decide you're going to chase God. And guess what? Those who chase God will not only see God, but you will carry God. You will take the Holy Spirit to the world. You won't have to look and wonder what I am. You'll bump into people. Boom! People start getting slain in the spirit where you go. You start casting demons out where you go. Amen? You just bump into people and it pours out, right? But you have to wrap your mind around the fact that your God is the God of all gods. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is your answer. He has nothing that he wants to hold back from you. And in fact, if you are in lack, right, Bobby? If you are in lack, it's because you're in the wrong position. You're in the wrong position. Because if you're in the presence of God, in the place where there is no lack, there is an answer. There is a manifestation of the kingdom on earth, right? Whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth has already been loosed in heaven. You can't loose on earth till you're connected to what the Lord wants to loose. Right? It's a relational connection. It has nothing to do with routines and processes and making yourself feel good. It's actually about a heart that chases. Right? A heart that chases after God. Are you chasing after God, church? Huh? Come on. Are you chasing after God? Come on. David got undone, right? He was desperate. I will not hide what I am, right? I will not hide what I am. I am a fire walker, tongue talker, demon casting out, a fool for Jesus, right? You don't hide who you are when you go places, right? If you're gray and you fit in, huh? If you're gray and you fit in, some people try to turn the flame on, but they haven't spent time in the secret place. But it's in the secret place that you, wherever you go, what used to be normal for you is like, oh my gosh, that's great. I can't believe I did that. I can't believe I sat with those people. I can't believe I dabbled in that junk. Right? Some of you guys last night that felt the power of God had some people come up, I never felt that before. What was that? Right? Once you feel the power of God and He starts driving demonic things out of you, you know, there's things called demons. They're real, right? And they're more real than you think. And actually, most of you, if you've never had deliverance, you're probably chocked full. Because there's a thing that, you know, people say, well, if I don't dabble with demons, they're not going to dabble with me. Guess what? Well, if you're not in the presence of God, you're in a dark world that you can't see any difference of. And demons literally crawl all over people. So whenever you bring a pure fire into a place, suddenly what was hidden becomes exposed and people start screaming. Actually, the demons start screaming out, what do I have to do with you, Jesus? Leave me alone. No, shut up and come out. Amen. Shut up and come out. Shut up and come out. I said, shut up and come out. You see, this Jesus, man, you know, I don't know if you know what He accomplished. Because if you're going to start confronting the darkness, you got to know what Christ accomplished. Right? Jesus is not just this religious figure that hung as this guy that had no ability or no choice in the matter on the cross. It wasn't the Romans that put Jesus on the cross. It wasn't even Pontius Pilate that put Jesus on the cross. You got that? It wasn't the Jews that shouted crucify that put Jesus on the cross. It was the choice of Christ to die for a world who said, I will go be the sacrifice so that the Spirit of God that's on me will be sent to the world and the sons and daughters of God will walk in the power and authority of Almighty God Himself. He went there so that you could live in deliverance, so that you could live undone for Him and free of being tormented, free of being fearful every night, being visited by demons. Half the people we brought up here last night, I had words of knowledge. You deal with fear at night. You get woken up at night. You feel traumatic things at night. Yeah, yeah. Did you see the pattern? Why? Why? Because a lot of people don't have the answer in the warfare against the very thing that torments them. Because if you really knew who Jesus was, Jesus went to the cross willingly. He goes into hell, right? The scripture says that He actually went into hell. And when He went into hell, He actually took the keys of death and sin. Revelation 1:18. He resurrects out of the grave. So not only does He hold the keys of life, He holds the keys of death and sin. There are no other keys. So if Jesus holds all keys, what does Satan hold? So why is He tormenting many of you? Wait a minute, I thought you were in Christ. And it's not that you are in a war and it's whether or not you see your war as being a victim or an opportunity. The demons that come against you are actually the opportunity to demonstrate that you know your God, that you stand in the secret place, that you know your Christ. And when you know your Christ, that when that thing comes, oh, you want to pick on me tonight, devil? You picked the wrong dude. You picked the wrong guy. You picked the wrong house. You picked the wrong people. You see, that's what watchmen, that's what guardians are supposed to be in the house of God. When they see people tormented and broken, it's like, come on, can I pray for you? Come on, buckle up. We're going to war together. We're not going to do this alone. But the reality is, do you know that Christ said, I will give you the keys and the gates of hell will not prevail against you? That's what Jesus said. I will give you the keys. He didn't say that I'm just going to give Whitney the keys and nobody else. Or Dan because he's the head guy and nobody else. No, no, he said you, plural. I will give every one of you the keys and you will no longer be a victim on this earth. You will turn the tables on your enemy and you will cast out devils. You will heal the sick. You will attack the darkness instead of being afraid of it. But it goes back to being pure in heart. The connection with walking in authority is that you chase your God and you turn from everything evil. You have a choice when you're baptized in the Holy Ghost. You guys that just got filled with the Holy Ghost last night, you're shaking, crying, demons are flying out of you. Oh, what was that? That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh my God, He gave me the power. Yeah, He wants your hearts. He wants every one of your hearts. He wants all of you and He wants to make you warriors. He wants to make you deliverers. He wants to make you supernatural ones. But you have a choice to walk away from the impurities of the world, from the things that actually make the power of God null and void. Jesus said this, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. That's the Davidic covenant. That's the connection piece that when the Lord prophesied in Amos 9:11, He says, I will restore the tent of David. I will awaken in one of you the house of God. You will be my house. You will carry me so profoundly that no matter what stands before you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Right? You walk in the power of the Holy Ghost, but it's connected to a purity. The religious folk will look at the Beatitudes in the Sermon on the Mount, and they'll say, well, Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. Well, they shall see God. And they'll say things like, well, that means if you're a good person, you're going to see God. That is a lie from the devil. It has nothing to do with good. Jesus actually said, none of you are good. None of us are good. Right? That's what Jesus said. So purity is about a heart of chasing. It's not about what you've done and what you've accomplished. It's about, do you chase your God? It's about, I'm chasing down my God. And my God will invade my life. Do you worship your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your might, and all your soul? Yes. You know, we hit on the gift of tongues and why He gives you the gift of tongues. We've hammered that over the last year. It's my thing, right? Yeah, everybody knows that's my thing. But you know why? Because it bypasses all of man's inability. It bypasses all of your excuses. Right? Romans 8:26. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. That's every one of you. All of your excuses just got eliminated. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that we can't understand. We don't know what He's saying, but it says the Spirit is praying through us. You mean I can lay down my life and let the most powerful force on earth, the Holy Ghost, who is sent on earth to connect to the one sitting at the right hand of the Father, and all you have to do is submit to the way of the Spirit, and you will be made pure by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will wage war on your enemies. You mean you just have to submit to the way of the Spirit? It is a choice. It's a huge choice. Are you going to still be religious or are you going to chase your God? Are you going to set your alarm and get up every day where does language come from? I don't know, but I know that when I pray, God shows up in my life. And I start to shake and cry, and he gives me visions, and he starts confronting lies. He starts identifying a demon that was taunting me, a demon that came into my room when I was 5 years old, and I've shaken in fear every night of my life. But when I pray in tongues, guess what? Instead of me shaking, that demon shakes. It's so simple, but it's a choice. Do you want to be fleshly or do you want to be spiritual? A lot of Christians fall into this trap where they think they're Christians, but yet they also look for power in other places. And there's no way you will function in a pure heart if you're looking for power in other places. Because God is God. Jesus is Jesus. He has all power. He has all authority. He holds all keys. He is the God of authority. Your God, Jesus Christ, is the God of authority. And if you're dabbling and looking in other places, you're deceived. And it's a demon. It's not just you. It's curses. It's things that pull you back. Oh, I'll just try these crystals. I'll just try these horoscopes. I'll just try doing a seance. I'll just try. Kate was showing me that down in town here, downtown, they have these places where you go and they call them refreshment places, where you walk in and they take you through this cleansing process, and these witches come and lay hands on people. In Bracebridge, they call it spiritual cleansing. And we got people in the church going to get a cleansing in a witchcraft ritual rather than chasing their God and knowing their God can cleanse them in one moment when you stand in the secret place of the Most High and you say, I'm going to do it your way through your power. But people choose not to engage in the Holy Ghost, still looking for other things. And I believe the Lord wants to just take the purity thing to a whole new level. I know we went deep last night. We got into the revelation of David's heart cry that he loved his God, that even his wife couldn't shut him up. Are there any husbands in here that... I'm joking. I don't want to dabble that deep today. That can get me in trouble. It goes both ways. Men shut women up. I'm having fun. Yeah, I'm having fun. I know. I love you too, Linda. But here's the deal, guys. The Lord is jealous for you. And there's this scripture in Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. He says, when you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead, a necromancer. Ouija board? Anybody play Ouija board? Anybody do their horoscopes? Come on. Anybody do crystals? New Age, man, is flooded into the church. People, there's whole church organizations that don't know the power of the Holy Ghost. So they invite and dabble witchcraft in. They allow horoscopes and yoga and all this junk to come inside the church, to infiltrate the church. And you know what it does? It actually makes what is supposed to be a pure river of people chasing the Holy Ghost, it actually makes it muddied. And it's connected. The revelation of muddy water is that your authority is dwindled because you're not chasing your Christ for answers. You're chasing other gods. Those are demons you're worshiping. Those are demons you're talking to when you do a Ouija board. Those are demons you're talking to when you look at a horoscope and you start guessing. Anybody have horseshoes on their wall? Lucky horseshoes? Don't walk under a ladder? Come on, man. Those are called, you know, the baseball guys, the soccer guys that don't change their underwear the whole time they're in the playoffs? Right? They run out onto the field and they hop over the line. Superstitions, they're lucky, right? The word lucky, I hate the word lucky. There's nothing spiritual about lucky. You either know your God and you trust what He's saying. You don't trust in luck. You don't trust in something that I hope the gods show up today. No, your God is your God. Your God is your God. And nothing else. He's a jealous God that wants your whole heart. And when He says that you shall have no other gods before me, you shall not go and have your palms read. You guys go to the local fairs, you go to places, and they have these. You can walk in a tent, get your palm read, you get a crystal ball, you got a witch casting spells on you. Huh? How many of you guys listen to modern music? Do you know who the writers are of many of those songs? You take people like Taylor Swift. She's a practicing witch. And you're sitting there innocently singing their songs. You're thinking, why do I always feel heavy? Why do I always feel broken? Why is fear gripping me all the time? And you're sitting there singing these songs. You know, when a witch actually, to get in a popularity at that level, to be accepted globally, you have sold your soul. You don't worship Christ. You worship a God that is not Christ. And when they conjure up these songs, they go in, they do these rituals, and it's just like a prophet. It's just like a prophetic gift that starts to speak under the Spirit of God. When these witches conjure up these demons and they begin to write these songs, they're actually writing spells. And as the spells are written and they put these catchy tunes and these phrases, right? And all of a sudden, you're in the grocery store, you may even download your music, and you sit there and you start singing their songs, and you wonder why all hell's breaking loose in your life. You're actually singing spells over yourself. You let your kids sing them. You let all this stuff invade your homes. And the Lord says, I'm after a pure heart today. I'm here to deliver my people from the witchcraft that they have innocently been bound to, from the witchcraft that they have been taken advantage of. You know, it's not the dark thing that's hard to see. It's actually the light. It's actually the disguised deception. Oh, AC/DC. Everybody in a charismatic church kind of knows that, you know, when you're singing Highway to Hell, right? That's pretty demonic. I don't know about you, but I'm not on the highway to hell, right? Catchy tune, right? Okay, that's dark. That's easy to see. But you get somebody like Taylor Swift, who her watch her videos, man. She's dressed as a witch. She's sitting over a crystal ball with a magic wand, conjuring up demons in the middle of her videos. And we got moms all over the world taking all their kids, millions upon millions of kids being taken to witchcraft seances. And they wonder why this generation is so messed up. You know why? Because they've taken over mass media. And you are more connected to the world and the media than you are to the voice of your God. Because if you were in the voice of your God, you would be being convicted. You know how I've worked into the revelation of where and how music is conjured up and all that stuff? The Lord started coming to me in dreams, and He started taking me to specific scriptures. He took me to this one, and He would start to speak to me. He would take me to these videos and start to speak to me. This is what I want you to talk about. This is what I want you to rip out of my church. This is why my people are deceived by spirits that they don't hate. You see, Jesus actually said this. He says, love what is good, hate what is evil. And if you don't hate horoscopes, if you don't hate the conjuring of spells, if you don't hate being deceived by having a palm reader speak over your life, if you don't hate the fact that you've been deceived by modern music that has a nice jingle to it and you begin to sing it, but don't know that there's this demonic spell being cast over you, it's the ultimate deception, man. It's the mask. It's the snake that slithers into the church that whittles down the power. It is worse than COVID. At least you could see COVID. At least everybody either looked around and knew that COVID was a hoax or you were sold out. There was no middle ground, right? But the music, but what's normal in culture, what's disguised, right? You think you're going through normal life, but then the Lord takes you to a scripture and He says, I will have no other God before me. You wonder why your life is broken. You wonder why there's powerlessness. You wonder why you are bound in depression. Because there's been a soothsayer speaking over you. Because there's been generations. I minister to a lot of people all over the place. And you wouldn't believe that somebody will say, well, I have this disease and I have this depression and I can't shake it. I can't know why. And I start asking them questions and I find out that their parents were in the Masonic Lodge and their dad actually spoke curses, right? When you get to certain levels in the Masonic Lodge, you actually have to confess your allegiance to the organization, and you actually announce curses over your wife, over your children, your grandchildren, and your future generations if you were to ever leave. They actually release the curses. The curses are real, right? And you ask a couple questions, and you find out that you grew up in a cursed family. And it's not just things like Masons. It's generational curses. People that dabbled in witchcraft three generations ago. And, you know, the scripture, when the Lord gave the Ten Commandments, you know, He says, one of the things He says, I will visit the iniquities of the people upon the third and fourth generation. God says that. So if your great-grandparents dabbled in witchcraft and you don't know it, and you're having these dreams of witches and things invading your dreams and causing torment to you, you start asking you a couple questions and you quickly find out there's a curse working in your life. And we got to get that out. Why were there people up here manifesting? Why were demons screaming out of people up here? Because the pure heart of God says, I want my people free. I want my people free. He said, I'm going to be with you, right? That's the salt covenant. I will be with you, right? Right? I will cause your children to sit on thrones. That means they will sit in the authority that you sit. When you sit in the secret place, your children will sit in that authority. Right? And He says, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Right? He's actually trying to purify your heart. He wants you and He's coming to deliver you, but He's after the enemy that deceived you. And this is not a condemning thing. This is actually a revelatory thing. Because many people don't know that dabbling in this and that and all these other things and wondering why they function in absolute fear and torment, that there's generational things. There's things that your forefathers did, let alone the things that you did. You see, when you dabble in the demonic world, they have right to you. I've cast demons out of people that went to see horror movies. They're fine. They have a normal life. They go to see a horror movie, which I don't know who in their right mind and what would draw you to a horror movie. Yeah, I mean, let's get real. There's nothing holy to draw you to a horror movie. But I've seen people, The Conjuring and some of these other like freaky movies. You go in and those are demonic. They're casting spells on you. So they go into this movie and they come out and you start asking them questions. And they say, well, yeah, ever since I came home from that movie, this thing comes in my room at night. I feel this cold air come in and my bed starts to shake. True stories. Because they went to a horror movie. You see, if you are functioning in a pure heart, you're going to look at that stuff and go, holy heck. The world is littered with the demonic. And why would I ever give any part of my heart to the demonic? Right? Why would I give any part of my heart to the demonic when the Lord is calling me into prayer? He's calling me into a place of absolute love, of a love affair that will actually be supernatural. Amen? We've touched on a lot of stuff, man. Fortune tellers, astrology, palm reading, seances. Anybody as a kid, as a young child, and as a young teenager, go to a slumber party with your friends, and the next thing you know, you got people around. and they're shown, like, we're going to do this thing where everybody can put their two fingers on a person. We say these words, and they start to levitate. I've cast demons out of people that levitated as a young boy at you know, a party where, you know, these young kids, they don't know any better. They don't know what they're doing. Somebody, their parents was in witchcraft, they come in, and they teach everybody to put their two fingers on a person. They get around them, and they start saying these words, and all of a sudden, the person levitates off the ground. It's witchcraft, right? It's witchcraft. And many of you are right now saying, holy heck, that happened to me. I did that. I got taken advantage of. Don't worry, we're going to deal with that here in a minute. I'm just setting you up. Everybody that hangs around me knows that what I talk about is just a setup. You see, you're going to find yourself in absolute battles. The people have this weird thing like, well, Jesus gives you authority, right? Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give you authority to tread upon all the supernatural power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you, right? People will interpret that as, well, all you have to say is, go, devil. Well, you saw people screaming up here for an hour. You saw people, bodies contorting and twisting, chock full of demons. And those demons were being driven out as an act of God's mercy. Did it happen the first time somebody said, come out in the name of Jesus? The scriptures themselves, it says that Jesus commanded the thing to come out, and it says it came out that very hour. So you are in a war. You function in authority, but you have to exercise that authority. And a lot of it is about a heart that won't quit, a heart that won't give in, a heart that will say, I will be with you, my friend. I will be with you, sheep of God. I am going to fight with you until you are delivered. We are locked arm in arm. I am going to help you. I am going to deliver you. I am going to pray with you until that thing comes out. A lot of people, I've seen deliverance ministers, they stand up and they just say, go in Jesus' name. They walk away and the person's still sitting there. They just started to growl. And 5 minutes later, the guy's still growling. He goes back to his seat. He's sitting back there and everybody around him is going, what's wrong with that guy? He's sitting over there going, that's the demon that didn't come out yet. You're not sitting beside anybody growling right now, are you? Get it all out, baby. You see, I learned early that whenever you enter the world of deliverance, you're entering into a battle that is beyond any of your ability. And all the Lord is looking for is a heart that will believe Him, even when the deepest darkness comes upon your life. And so, way back in 2005, I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. Christ came and sat on my bed, asked me to speak for Him the night that I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. And the next day, I end up with a mic in my hand. I'm giving an altar call at a church. People are coming forward, getting filled with the Spirit. And it was crazy. It was absolutely, it messed me up. I mean, it just totally, like, I was undone at what God did in my life, because I didn't really know God. I didn't know anything. In a matter of 24 hours, I'm doing altar calls, and people are getting filled with the Spirit, and demons are coming out of people. Okay? And within like 2 months, I get this call from this evangelist, and he says, hey, I'm taking a team to the Navajo Indian Reservation down in Gallup, New Mexico. Do you want to come? I need help in deliverance. Me and my wife, man, we're like, kind of like Scott and Janelle. We're like, let's go, baby. Let's go. And so we get there. And I'll never, this changed my life forever. I actually tell the story in Wisdom Filled Warriors. It's the first story in the book. And in this story, the first night, this evangelist, his name's Brian. And we're in this building, and they've got all these Navajo and Apache Indians from the reservation. They're coming in, and Brian stands up, and his favorite scripture was Luke 10:19. And he stands up and he says, behold, I have been given authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the supernatural power of the enemy. And all of a sudden in the back corner, you hear this, rah! And I'm sitting up front, and I stand up, and I look back, Brian's looking back, and there's a Apache Indian. He's about 350 pounds. He's got the guy in front of him around the neck, and he's pulling him backwards over the chair. And the guy that he had around the neck was a Church of God pastor. And he's in a chokehold. He's going, ah, he's going to help me. And the Apache Indian, is like, he's violently like manifesting. Okay? I run back, naive Dave, okay? Naive Dave. I'm like, I'm in it, baby. I am all in. I kind of look like Janelle. Do you ever see somebody in manifesting up here? Janelle runs and lays their hands on them and says, come out, right? I run back. I laid my hand on this big Apache Indian, and I said, I command you in the name of Jesus, loose this man. I take authority. I'm casting stuff out of him, and he's like, oh, he starts to vibrate, and he lets the guy in front of him go, and the Apache falls to the ground. He's laying on the ground, and green foam starts coming out of his mouth, and I'm saying, come out in Jesus' name. I command you, come out, right? And he's like, oh, green foam flying over the carpet, and all of a sudden, I looked around. And everybody in the building was standing on their chairs looking. They were looking back. They were looking back at this Navajo. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, everybody's like, they're like in shock. And about 5 minutes go by, okay? Brian's there now, and I kind of back off. It was Brian's show, right? So I back off, and the guy that was getting choked, the Church of God pastor, he's standing beside me as all these people are looking around, and he says, you know why they're all standing up and looking at this? He goes, that's a witch doctor, and everybody here knows he's a witch doctor. And witch doctors, he goes, he started to teach me about the power of these witch doctors. They actually conjure up demons to such a degree. They invite demons into them, and I don't know if you've ever heard of the ability to shapeshift, the ability to literally, go to other places in the spirit, turn into an animal. It's a real thing. And he goes, this is the first time all these people ever saw a greater power than the power of the witch doctor. But here's the best of the story. That was a demonstration of God's power, but I didn't know the greatest lesson of my life was coming that night. Because as I'm looking around and I'm like in shock, God just delivered a witch doctor. We just started preaching, dude. We just walked on to the Navajo Nation and said, Jesus is real. And Jesus, boom, picked a fight. You know what happened to all those people that night? All those people who feared the witch doctor now feared God, because God had greater power than the witch doctor. Amen. All those people, those Indians, man, they got baptized in the Holy Ghost. They're praying in tongues. Demons are coming out, everybody. Fear, all that stuff. Well, about 10 minutes after that discussion, and everybody's still standing on their chairs, I walk over. I'm standing like in the back door, okay? Nobody else is around me. I'm standing there, and all of a sudden I feel these hands on my neck, okay? You see that demonic spirit, that witchcraft spirit, that regional authority? It was pretty angry because it lost its representation when that demon, when that prince was cast out of that witch doctor. And there was not a person around me. And these hands start getting tighter and tighter and tighter around my neck. And I'm like, I started like, Jesus. And when I said Jesus, the hands released from me. Okay? But that's not the end of the story. I go home, we crawl in bed at like 1 a.m., and all of a sudden I start feeling sick. As the night went on, I just, like this sickness would come on me. And I'm laying there, and I'm just like, I start running to the bathroom, I start dry heaving, start throwing up, and I know I'm in a spiritual battle right now, okay? Something demonic has touched me so profoundly that it puts sickness on me. Anybody dealing with chronic sickness? Anybody dealing with something that they can't shake? My experience, and I could tell you story after story, it's not just sickness. Demons impart sickness. So I'm laying there. So I'm laying there, puking my guts out from like 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. And in between puking, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. You witchcraft spirit, I break your power. And I'm fighting, and yet at the same time, I'm dying. I'm fighting, and many of you are fighting, but at the same time, you're dying. And I'm telling you this story to encourage you that your friends around you are going to come to rally to help you. Amen? Because I'm laying there in the name of Jesus, I'm fighting, and I mean, literally, I don't know if you know, when you get the flu and it feels like life is leaving your body, you're throwing up. I don't know if you ever felt like life is leaving your body, but I felt like I was going to die, and there was nobody going to help me. And finally, I'm screaming for one of the youth that was with us. I said, go get Shelly. Hey, go wake up Shelly, because she was in the other compound with all the youth girls. And Shelly comes in, what's wrong? Right? I'm like, pray for me, I'm going to die. In the name of Jesus, I come in, witchcraft, leave me now. I mean, we're fighting, and nothing's happening. I say, call Brian, I'm going to die, call Brian. Shelly calls Brian. Brian gets to stay at the nice hotel down the street while we have the youth on the compound, right? So anyway, that's a different story. So Brian and his wife, you know, it's 6 a.m. And granted, like, they knew what was going on. They jump in their car. They didn't even brush their teeth, man. They jump in the car. They zip up the road. They come flying in the compound. And at this time, I'm laid out in the middle of the compound on a table. And I can feel the life lifting out of my body. I'm like, Shelly, I'm going to die. Like, I literally thought I was going to die. Okay? And Karen and Brian. You see, the power of the body, when you have a revelation of the power of the body and the gift of the Spirit, people say, why are you so full on prophecy and Holy Ghost? Because this story changed my life. Because Karen and Brian, they come in. They lay their hands on me. They start praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm like, God, please don't let me die. Okay? And all of a sudden, Karen says, I see this vision of a dragon breathing demonic fire on you. And the fire is scorching your soul right now. She says, but I see the hand of the Lord coming in right now and grabbing that dragon by the neck. You know, a dragon is a symbol of a high-level prince, a principality, right? She says, but I see the hand of the Lord coming and grabbing that dragon by the neck and pulling that dragon out of your space. And when she spoke those words, I began to feel the presence of evil begin to peel off of my body. It started at the top of my head, and it was like a fruit roll-up, like you're undoing a fruit. It was like a can opener, and it just slowly lifts. And dude, I jumped off that table. I was awake for 2 days. The power of God hit me. I started to preach. I started to say, Jesus is real. My God is real. My God, He delivered me from death. He delivered me from a principality that came to take my life. That's why I fell in love with my God. But that's also why I fell in love with the gifts of the Spirit that are meant to deliver the body. If Brian and Karen weren't proficient in those gifts, I kid you not, I believe that I was close to death that night. Whether or not I would have died, I don't know. But number one, demons cause extreme sickness. Demons cause diseases. Demons cause all kinds of stuff. I was fine and normal until those hands went around my neck. And you may say, well, shoot, I'm not going to cast out demons. Something might come on me. That's not why I'm telling you this story. You are called to cast out demons. Jesus said, in my name, you will cast out demons. But that doesn't mean you won't have a fight and you won't have a war, right? The closer you get to Christ, the closer you are in your call in a demonic war, the war actually escalates. And you become comfortable hiding in the secret place. That's why the psalmist says, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High and under the shadow of the Almighty. That's why the psalmist learns that when he's in a spiritual battle, you pray without ceasing. That's why Paul said, pray without ceasing. Can you picture Paul walking into Galatia, getting, boom, hit upside the head, choked? right? When I go places, I got things come into my rooms, try to intimidate me, try to get me scared, try to shut me up. You know what trained me? The Navajo Indian Reservation. The Lord actually led me into a battle that I knew that without His help, I was a dead man. And my reliance, I fell in love with my God at such a deeper level that night that my God is my deliverer. I had a revelation, my God is my deliverer. My God is my deliverer. There is no principality, no power, no ruling spirit that my God cannot defeat. So why would I give my heart to anything else? Why would I give my time? Why would I look for power in any other place? A lot of you are looking for power. You want answers. And all those other things are lies. The only truth is your God, Jesus Christ. Amen? Are there any witch doctors working in your life? Any spells working in your life? You've been exposed to things? Exposed to things that torment you and give you have access, right? There's many reasons why people deal with stuff. At the end of the day, people think, well, there's a place where you get where it's nothing but peaches and cream, roses and apple pie. And the reality is the deeper you get into this, your love and reliance on the one who heals and saves and delivers you, it's the war that actually purifies your heart because you learn that there is no other that can heal you and deliver you. Amen? So I know there's people in here that have dabbled in things. I know there's people in here who willingly or in a deceivingly deceived manner, you get your horoscope read, you go to these things, you know, maybe you're tormented. You know, I described a lot of scenarios that result in demonic torment. But at the bottom line is this, if you deal with demonic torment, we're going to pray for you because the people of Christ were not meant to be tormented. Amen? You saw last night that when the pure of heart, when Jesus Christ, the purity of Christ arrives on the scene, that He actually hunts down. He actually hunts down, right? He hunts the darkness. Can we get that music on back there Yeah, let's just do some of that background music. I described a lot of things. How about Disney stuff? Tinkerbell? Come on, the magic wand of Disney. Do you know why they call Hollywood Hollywood? You know the Hollywood branch is what the Druids used to cast spells. Made out of Hollywood. And they actually arrogantly name it Hollywood because they're casting spells all over you. Do you ever wonder why North America is going? It's a mess. Kids don't know who they are. They don't know if they're boys or girls. They don't know that whether they're boys or girls. And they're so twisted and deceived, they've got like, I don't know, what are they up to? 100 variations of him, shim. I mean, all these different, like, I'm part him, part shim, or she, right? And they literally believe... They believe that I'm just different. I'm just different. What was the name of that Lady Gaga? Baby, I was born this way. That's like one of the ultimate lies. I was just born gay. You're not born gay. There's only one reason people end up gay, and that's because they were molested. I've ministered to a lot of them. And it all goes back to they were taken advantage of when they were young. They were molested, taken advantage of, and somehow this spirit enters them in the molestation. It's not just a physical act, it's a spiritual act. It's evil. Guard your children. Do not let them go anywhere that you don't know is absolutely safe. Right? Don't let them go anywhere. But Hollywood is casting this spell on people. Baby, I was born this way, confused as all get out. Don't know who you are. It's a spell. And Jesus is awakening warriors in this hour by bringing people into deliverance, bringing people out of this, of the influence of the demonic, that you would chase God with a pure heart, right? I mean, last night we were pretty pumped up, right? Is there anybody in here who would say, I would be even more undignified than this? You see, there's a lot of people that try, but they're pulled back because of the darkness. You know a lot of people around you, they circle, they cycle, right? 6 weeks good, 6 weeks in the pit. 6 weeks good, 6 weeks in the pit. You know why? Because that's demonic. That was my life before the Holy Ghost. Come on, that was my life before the Holy Ghost. But here's the deal. I believe we have business to finish here today. We have some business to finish because we have some people that the Lord wants to set free here today. Amen? The Lord wants to set free. And so I described a lot of things. If you're tormented in any way, if you're tormented, if you cycle through brokenness, if you cycle through depression, if you're visited at night by fear and all these other things that bind people in the night season, come on up here. We're gonna pray with you. But there's other people in here also who are, you're just in a battle. You're in the midst of a transformation. And demons come to test you. Demons come to steal the seed. If you get a prophecy, guess what? It's not if you're going to get a demonic visitation. It's when. I repent for Ouija boards. I repent for seances. I repent for searching for power in other places. I repent for messing with crystals. I repent for going to palm readers. And going to have my demonic prophecies. I repent for the fortune teller that read my mail. I repent for my forefathers that bound me in witchcraft. I repent in every way that my forefathers were bound in Freemasonry. I repent in every way that I've been bound to a curse. But I believe, Jesus, that your blood washes me clean. And I am not bound to the curse. I dwell in the secret place, in the presence of my God. I renounce all forms of witchcraft, even curses that came upon me as I sung modern music and watched movies that were bound with demonic curses. I repent, Lord, for every form of witchcraft that has gripped my soul. Deliver me, Lord, from fear, from pain, from depression, from brokenness. Deliver me, Lord, from being visited by demonic powers. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over those demons. And I command those demons to go out now. Leave me now. In the name of Jesus, leave me now. Come on, in the name of Jesus, leave me now. Come on, leave me now. Come on, leave me now in Jesus' name. Come on, I take authority over every demonic curse. I break every curse. Come on, I break every curse. In Jesus' name, I break the curse. Oh, I break the curse. Come on, every curse is broken. Come on, I break the grip of every demonic lie. In Jesus' name, I break the lie. Come on, I break the lie. I break the lie. I break the lie. Come on, I break every lie in Jesus' name. Go. Come on, go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come on, go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Come on, I break every demonic curse off of you. I break the grip of fear. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. I break the grip of every curse. Go. Every curse spoken by your own lips, I break that spell in Jesus' name. Go. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, I take authority. Come on. Every demonic visitation that comes upon you, I break its grip. Go. Come on, I take authority over it. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Tore breaba boshela. Bremene mama sebre. Kemene mama she. Come on. Come on. Feel. Feel, Holy Ghost. Come on, I break the tormentor. Come on. Come on, girlfriend. I break the grip of the tormentor. I break the grip of the tormentor off of you. Go. Come on, go in Jesus' name. Get up here, my friend. Hey, you two, get up here. Get up here. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every demonic grip in your life. Go in Jesus' name. Come on. Ora bababoshe. Lea mama masindo brea. Come on. Come on. I break the grip that's on your heart that makes you numb. Come on. I break that numbing grip, that lying spirit. I break it. I command it to go. I command every demonic spirit to leave. Come on. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just release the grace of the presence of Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Feel, Holy Ghost. Feel, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Come on, let the fire of God fall. Come on, one, two, three, fire, fire. Come on, fire, fire in Jesus' name. Come on, I take authority over every demonic spirit that manipulates, that deceives in Jesus' name. I break its power. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, go in the name of Jesus. Hora baba solo, bremene mashim brea. Right. Come on. Come on. Deliverance is coming upon you, my friend. Come on. Deliverance. Deliverance is coming upon you. Deliverance is coming upon you.
You guys ready to make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Just leave.
read this prayer with me? Say, in the name of Jesus. I decree you're my Lord and Savior.
I decree you're my Lord and Savior.
And I want the power of the Holy Ghost to come upon me right now.
To come upon me right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, right now, I just release the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, feel Holy Ghost. Come on, feel. Come on, feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Come on, I release the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues. Come on, I release the gift of words of knowledge and wisdom. I release the gift of working of miracles in the name of Jesus. Most people begin to feel like the fire of the Holy Ghost on them, right? And people begin to pray. Yep, that's the gift of the Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm going to coach you through getting the gift of tongues activated, and it's going to fly out of your mouth. Say this with me, Briste, Jandalo. Loca, Lacunda, Lambre, Daristo, Labaria, Dacona, Bramano, Bromoma, Bremene, Brachia, Labera, Abracaro, Broca, Bromba. That's the fire of God, man. It's being activated. What's going to happen? It's going to start flowing out. You're going to stop repeating. It's just going to flow out of you. All right, you ready? We're going to pray. Your sound is going to be different from mine, so don't try to mimic me now. Just let the sound out. Kura rashila bosula boshaba andola embre kila labasho prevere embre ala labosha kemde amenu mamasundo brehe kila laboshe brehemde ala laboshundo breya kemene meende kemde beende brehemde. Work with him on the gift of tongues. All right? Come on. Shadoro soto bre ala labosho kumde bashe. Come on, Lord, let the power of God come upon this man. Come on, I take authority over every tormentor. Come on, every tormentor that haunts you in the night season. Every tormentor that comes against you to make your life hell. I break its power. I take authority over the sickness and disease that comes with it. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I break the power of every generational curse. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. I break your power. Come on. Roar aba shimbre ala labosha. Bremde ala labosho kroa. Kumene mamasibre. Lemene mamasto. Korose shebre hela. Kimene mamasundo brea. Kumene mamasite prea. Kimde ambos pranea. Kamano bromba. Kumbe amanoma abase. Kia mamaso to brohoko. Kura babasi, kiala laka, kumbre ala lokushe krea, kumene mamose. Come on, come on, the Lord's putting a, he's breathing on the candle in you, girl. He's breathing on the candle he lit in you. In the name of Jesus, you're going to burn. You're going to be a flame that sets those around you on fire. You are the flame of God, a burning one. In Jesus' name, I call the fire of God to ignite. Come on, ignite. Come on, ignite in Jesus' name. The fire of God is going to come out of your mouth. Come on, the fire of God is going to come out of your mouth. You're going to preach, teach, and prophesy. Feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Yala la boshenea, kere hembre heme shindo broa, kule ebete, kule amama masido, proma mashora, prea mama sundo bria, kuma masito creato, kumde shambrea, parea brea bakua, kumene mashindo bresa, kumene mama shutula, kimde mashera brio, kule abro, kule embre ababasho creke, Kembre akobo shoko kote ke. Come on, I take authority over all false gods. All false gods that have taken root in your heart, I break its power. Come on, I command it to go in the name of Jesus. I break the grip of every horoscope. I break the grip of every form of lucky connection in your life. I break it in Jesus' name.
Books like Harry Potter, Twilight.
Come on, some of you read those Harry Potter books. Some of you guys read those Harry Potter books. Those are witchcraft. That's witchcraft. Come on, I break the curse and the grip of Harry Potter over your life. I break the grip of Twilight and the curse that is upon that witchcraft, I break its power. I command it to leave you now. Come on, I call you a pure light in the name of Jesus. I call you a pure light in the name of Jesus. Come on, I break the grip of that Harry Potter witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus. Kula lamastido. Kule abrahababa shokale. Kimde be shebre. Are you done with him?
Yeah.
Jump on that dude right there. Come on, Rama Mamaikaya. Come on. Come on, I take authority over every demonic grip in your life. I command it to loose you. I command the hand of every principality to leave you go right now. Come on, every ruling spirit, I break your power. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, go in the name of Jesus. Come on, this is a pure heart. These are pure hearts on fire in the Holy Ghost. On fire in the Holy Ghost. Come on, I break every grip of witchcraft. Come on. Come on, I break the grip of rock music on your life. Come on, I break the grip of rock music on your life. I break the spell that draws you back. Come out! Come out in Jesus' name. I command that grip of rock music, the curse of rock music. Go! Go! Leave this man. Leave this man right now. Leave him! Come out! Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the curse of rock music. Every song you sang, come on, every time you sang Highway to Hell, I break the spell that you curse yourself with. I break every curse. Go. Come on, go. You're a lover of Almighty God. You're not a lover of the demonic world. In the name of Jesus, you will no longer be drawn to rock music. I break the grip of the rock music spell on your life. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, come out. I command you to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Come out. Come out. Come out, you demonic spell. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, fresh fire. Fresh fire, come on, that tormenting thing that comes to you, that visits you in cycles and seasons, come on, I take authority over it. I break its grip. I decree seasons of winning in the Holy Ghost in your life. Come on, Toba Boshoa. Kia mamasti proho. Lemine mamastimbre. Kemino mamashumpro. Come on, I break that generational curse. That generational curse of depression. I break its grip over you. Come on, I command it to come out right now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Roho basi talia. Bremene mamashia. Lota be shaba. Kombre ala labo shoko. Kombre hebe shikia. Kela ambrea. Kimbe abato ku. Kube. Kura ama kita bre shara. Kumde amando umbre. Kumde amanu mama shibro, kule ebre, kumbre alelebeshi, dia nanano mosoto pro, kubele shea, kumbele hebe, kumbre hete shibro, roho baso, promene mama se tisha. Come on, Lord, we break the grip that Taylor Swift has on this generation. We break the grip that Taylor Swift curses have on this generation. We break the grip of the Taylor Swift curse on this generation. Go! Come on, go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come on, go! Go! This generation will not be under the spell of the demonic in the name of Jesus. Come on, go! Rohodeshe, go. Come on, I break that Taylor Swift spell off of you, girlfriend. Come on, I break every spell in Jesus' name. Roba Hatole, Broma Shimbre Emine, Kumbrehebe. Come on, I break the grip of the demonic off your life. I command every dark thing that has gripped you and your previous generations, I break it. I command it to come out right now. I take authority over it. Come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. I command you to go. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come on. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Every unclean spirit, I break your power. Leave. Go in Jesus' name. Kuba Shumbre, Rombe Ambalahebe, Kule Epria Bashida Ekelera, Kumne Mamasto, Kumbre Eshembe Ambo, Pronkubea Shebrea, Ialalaka. Come on, fill Holy Ghost. Come on, more. Come on, Lord, everything she dabbled in, we take authority of that open door and we call it closed in the name of Jesus. We call this heart purified in Christ in Jesus' name. Come on, every spirit that has a hook in this girl, I break. I command it to go in Jesus' name. I break its power. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the hook of darkness. Come on, I break the hook of darkness off your life. You will not be pulled in the wrong direction. You will be pulled into the throne room of God in the name of Jesus. Come on, every unclean spirit. Come on, everything that came in through a curse, I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. Go. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come on, come out in the name of Jesus. Come on, I take authority. Come on, I take authority that things that came down through your parents and landed on you and visited you and whispered in your ear and said, come this way into the night. I break those lies. I command those lies to leave right now in Jesus' name. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come on, come out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. I take authority over it right now in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on, raise up your disciple. Lehebri shamana mamaste te pre. Rohom brehe. Lehe te siela. Lombrehebea. Kulehebe. Loho mama sto keti shembre ebete kile ebre kure ebre kelira kelira lara ambroku sebra kure ebre anonono shopreya kobos shopre sepria kobos shre abba kale embre habababoshi kuro ua kubre amaraba kimde balayamde hulebre shalabe kimde basi prashida Kali di imbre hadosa, dombre habale hebe, kumbe hebe daste.
When you were talking about the principality grabbing your neck, I felt something go like this to my throat. Do I just keep praying?
Yeah.
Can you pray for me?
Yeah, yeah.
And last night, I like
Jesus, go!
Come on, I release the grace of intercession, Lord, of this increased call, Lord. Everything that comes to this call. And I speak to you, you will not stop this call. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over your hands, over every principality's hands that come to choke this girl. And I say your hands are cut off, your reach is cut off, your authority is cut off. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. Leave Kate now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for a fire. I pray for the fire of God that will blow through the hands of darkness, that will not allow a throat to be choked
but will fuel with a vengeance in her heart, Lord, a flame that will come flying out of her mouth and say, go, go in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray for the revelation of intercession that ultimately leads to the revelation of the name of the very thing that stifles and haunts and hunts the people, that she would actually hunt and dethrone the lying spirit that rules over the regions in the lands that she goes to. Kate, I release that grace of intercession to come upon you and increase in Jesus' name. Come on, fill, Holy Ghost. Fill right now. Come on, fill every form of deception, every work of intimidation. I break the grip of intimidation off of your body, off of your soul, off of your mind, off of your heart. I command every work of intimidation right now to fall down dead. Come on, I command the grip. I command the hand of darkness that has come to silence you. I cut that hand off right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Come on, fire. Come on, fresh fire. Fresh fire. Feel. Come on, fresh fire. You will not be silenced, Kate. You will not be intimidated. They will try, but they will not stop you. In Jesus' name. Come on, feel. 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 Feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Feel Holy Ghost. Feel. Come on, I command that thing to lift. I command that intimidating spirit to lift off of you. In the name of Jesus, I command it to go. I command it to go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name.
I will invoke the power of my God. And he will not only deliver me, but he will deliver the people that he sends me to. In the name of Jesus, I command every unclean spirit, every prince, every ruling spirit that comes to chase me and hunt me down, I declare war on you. I take authority over you, and I command you to go. Right now, go. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name.
Come on, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we take authority over the sickness. Come on, we take authority over sickness and disease and the presence of evil, Lord, that intimidates through sickness and disease. We break its lie. We break that lying spirit. We break its power. Go. Come on, go. Go in Jesus' name.
thing has been sent against us, this tormenting thing. I want to punch that thing out.
I see this vision. I see a door open behind the stage, and I see an angel. I see an angel walk onto the stage, and I see him lay his hands on you, and it's like the angel of attraction. It's the angel that changes polarity. And I saw these stickers that had, you know, the negative sign on them. I saw this angel ripping off all the negative stickers that repel. And I saw the angel putting these plus sign stickers all over you. And I hear the Lord say that I'm releasing an attraction upon you in this season. That the door of heaven has opened. That the Lord is answering your heart cry. And that there's an attraction being placed on you. And from every angle, from every direction, people are going to say, I have to come to this place called Life Church. I release the attraction of Almighty God to the kingdom and the power. I release it right now that David's tent will draw in the broken, the lost, the lame. And they will suddenly sing the word of the Lord. They will prophesy the word of the Lord because of desperate hearts being made new in this house. In Jesus' name, I break off of you every form of reverse polarity, every form of negative attraction. I break that off in Jesus' name, and I release the attraction of the kingdom of heaven. Every curse is broken in Jesus' name, and I release the attraction of the kingdom of heaven that delivers, the kingdom of heaven that delivers. Lord, let the pure heart be awakened right now in Jesus' name. Come on, fill in Jesus' name. I awaken. I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. Come on, I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. Come on, I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. I reverse it in Jesus' name. Come on, Roho Masi. Raha Mamasi. Ha ha. Hey, come on, I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity. Come on, give me the leaders up here. Give me the leaders up here. I reverse the polarity on this house. In Jesus' name, I reverse the polarity. Come on, in Jesus' name, I reverse the polarity. Come on, I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity in the name of Jesus. I reverse the polarity. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the polarity. In the name of Jesus, I reverse the polarity. Come on, I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity in the name of Jesus. I reverse the polarity. I reverse the polarity in the name of Jesus. Attract the Holy Ghost. Come on, attract. Attract in Jesus' name. Ro, come on, I reverse the polarity. I decree an attraction. I decree attraction in Jesus' name. Come on, fill in Jesus' name. Come on, fill in the name of Jesus. Ho ramamasi pro. Ho ro. Oh, Roma Masabri. More. Come on, more. More fire, Lord. Set this man on fire. He's a giant killer. Come on, you're a giant killer. Ha, I break all those word curses that said that you wouldn't amount to anything. I break them off of you. I decree you're a giant killer in Jesus' name. Come on, you're a man of God. You're a man after God's heart. You're going to awaken people. You're going to lay hands on people. You're going to cast demons out of people. You're a deliverer in the name of Jesus. Fill! Come on, fill in Jesus' name. Oh, Ramamastoko. Fill in Jesus' name. Kurabasi. Come on, fill. Fill in Jesus' name. Roho Masoro. Brosareya. Shembrehebe.
Man needs some prayer. Sitting there, he can't walk, so...
Lihanisia, Bromana Mamaso. Come on, fill. Fill Holy Ghost. Fill Holy Ghost. Fill Holy Ghost. Come on, fill Holy Ghost. Fill Holy Ghost.